Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I just received a message. It tell me, can you please talk about how people grow up, get elder, but still living as a child, especially women, and they refuse to grow and they won't be still as a child. And the person asked me, and even some of them, when they behave like that, they think they are cute or something is nice. Again, you will not believe the answer. Why I'm 30, 40, 50, but I'm still thinking as a child? This is lack of understanding of the purpose of life. Because actually, when you study in Islam, I love to grow. I love to be adult. I love to be wise. I love to be a knowledgeable person. I love to be responsible. I love to be a service to other. I love to be accountable because I am accountable. Now, why the people behave this way? The way the sister asks the question. Because the majority of mankind today, Muslim and non-Muslim, they are going back to dunya. You meet people in the 40 and 50 and 60, and they behave like 15 and 16. Why? Because they're missing dunya. There's a disease of dunya. There is the price of watching too much TV and cartoon and movie and news and competition. You see, you find a woman might be in the 40, but she dressed like 15. She talk like 15. Why? She's scared is getting older. She's scared people will look at her and said, oh, she's getting old. But actually in Islam, if I'm a Muslim and even a good human being, the more I get elder, I said, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabb, I'm not a child anymore. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabb, you give me the hidayah, you give me the knowledge, you give me the wisdom, you give me the maturity. Messenger, Prophet, there cannot be a children. Messenger, Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wait until they will reach a certain level of wisdom and maturity. Why? Because now you can be accountable, now you can be achiever, now you can be a producer, now you can be good for yourself and other. By this way, why people behave like a children and refuse even to grow? This is again the side effect of too much movie, disease of the heart, shayateen, okay, and going to the stereotype, I won't be young. This is why today, if you ask somebody, how old are you? And they cannot take it. They don't know the answer. They're afraid to answer. Why? Because the age become a disease. Aging become a problem. And they forget, you like it or you're not, you're going to be aged. You cannot stay there in the forever 15. And what is 15, 16 famous of? A fool. They have no any understanding of life. By this way, if you refuse to grow, if you refuse to be mature, something deep wrong with you. Unless you have a mental problem, is different. If you have a mental problem and the doctor has said, or three doctors agree, you have a mental disability, you are exempt. But if you have no mental disability, but you behave like you have mental disability, is a big problem because you're not exempt by Allah. I hope I answer your question, but it's really is not what I can tell you. I wish to talk more because this topic is really scary. What about when you hear people who said, this me? What you want? This me? This question and answer, when you go to the grave, you cannot say to Allah, this me. You like it or you don't take it the way it is. This is ultimate arrogance and ultimate ignorance of the reality of what you're going to face in the grave. You see, because once you're going to get face in the grave, you will wish you mature enough and you become accountable before you will be. This is why Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, one of the famous words he said, judge yourself before Allah judge you, and scale your weight, your action, before Allah scale it for you. Again, go back to Iman. You see, I discovered this 35 years ago. Tell me any topic on earth, any problem, and I will show you the problem is not the problem. It is a symptom of the main problem, is Iman. And again, what is the problem with Iman? No Akhirah. What about when people said, oh, but I have Quran, I have Hadith, I do this. It doesn't mean nothing, astaghfirullah al-azim. And there's many hadith about that. In the end of time, people will recite Quran and do not even reach their own throat, meaning they do not have it. Because the real Quran, the real Akhirah, to think about Akhirah. This is why Imam Samarqandi, one of the early Imam who died almost 1100 years ago, when they asked him, who's the alim? Who's the scholar? Who's the mufti? Who's the faqih? You know what he said? He said, the one he knew, he's not a resident of this earth, and he's leaving. Now he is the one. Because this is what Quran is all about. You're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. By this way, if I behave like a child and I refuse to grow, do you think I'm thinking about dying? Or I'm going to the opposite direction? But Islam teach me, every day I'm closer one day toward my grave. I like it or I don't, I'm going to my grave. But people who behave like that, even the style of clothing and everything, it go back to children. Why? They refuse the status quo. They refuse the reality. They want escape. And all this disease, we can talk about it, lack of Iman. No Iman, no Islam, no concepts of Akhirah, no concepts of responsibility, no concepts of goodness sake, no concepts of anything. A lot of people today is hollow, is really hollow, and been manipulated, and manipulator, both. May Allah save us to be among that. Because remember, when I did the session about the time and the end of time, I said one of this sign is deception years. We're living in deception years when everything will become upside down. The elder want to be a younger. The younger want to be the elder. The liar say he's honest. And the honest, he think he's a, people think he's a liar. Everything is upside down. We live in it, we in it. We are an end of time. This is why grab whatever you can of good deed, develop yourself, save your Iman, guard it, develop it before you go to the grave, and all what we're talking about it will not be exist. And all the answer we answer it, it will not be exist. May Allah save us, may Allah save us from ourselves. Because you cannot be adult. Know your book is open. Know you're going to be accountable in the grave, accountable yawm al-qiyamah, and you behave like a child. No way, no way, no way. By this way, lack of Iman, lack of Iman, lack of Iman, lack of Iman. May Allah save us and save our Iman and make us guard our Iman, grow our Iman, and meet Allah with pure Iman before it's too late. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I just received a message right now, amazing message, and the message about a mom, I forget, from New Zealand or Australia, something like that, non-Muslim. She has a boy, the only boy she has, 18 month old, and she said she afraid she's boiling him, and she start make him grow like an adult, send him to kindergarten, special kindergarten, where she train him to be adult, and in meantime, she make him do tasks. Meaning, every time he asks for something, she make him do it by himself. Imagine, 18 month old boy, and she isn't start already understand she's boiling him, and he's having attachment to her, and he didn't want to grow. 18 month with a non-Muslim woman, understand she already spoiled her child, 18 months old. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Azim, and look what we're doing. We're destroying our kids, We make them like a zombie, big one, useless, restless, good for nothing, bunch of money boys and money girls. May Allah save us, may Allah save us, may Allah save us. Wake up big time. Wake up and see what you're developing. And I try so hard to show you the road. And what we do, we refuse. May Allah save us.